earth, sky.
It represents major part of the solution towards the big problem that our world is facing, which is the loss of biodiversity and the loss of the services that we derive from biodiversity and that are key to our survival and well-being on the planet.
You're listening to plant ecologist Anne Laurie Goddery, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Laurie Goddery is helping create a new global panel with a big job, the job of reporting on the state of the richness and variety of life on planet Earth. If approved, the panel will be funded by the United Nations. It's called the Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services, or IPBES. Anne Laurie Goddery spoke by telephone from an environmental meeting in London with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Tell us about the creation, announced by the United Nations in June of 2010, of an intergovernmental science panel on life.
The model behind this new mechanism called IPBES is another better known mechanism that is called IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
And how does it work? How does the Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services, this IPBES, how does it work and what does it do?
Okay. Before talking about how it works, I should just quickly mention that it's not completely approved yet. There is one last obstacle, if you will, to go over, and this is the final approval by the UN General Assembly, which is going to take place at the end of this year. And after that, it will be officially launched and nothing can happen to it. And so we still need to do that. But in principle, there are no reasons to think that it will not go through. So that being said, the way it will work is the following. The IPBES is what we call an intergovernmental mechanism. That means that it's a mechanism which is made of governments. Governments are the members, and governments choose where they consider that they have some questions. And so the way it would work would be that in 2011, there will be the first plenary of IPBES. All the governments are going to gather, and they are going to list a number of questions that they have on biodiversity and ecosystem services and task scientists around the world to produce scientific reports. And that is going to be done on a regular basis. So there will be large reports, just like IPCC produces, on the state of biodiversity, making predictions about biodiversity. And there may also be some focus mandates to the scientific community on narrower topics that could be on urgent issues or emerging issues, such as, for example, a disease like bird flu or an invasive species or an issue like this.
Tell us about the data. Where does it come from for this panel?
Well, IPBES is called, in our jargon, we call it an assessment. And so it uses only data that have been published, and it does not, it's not in the business of collecting its own data. And so IPBES will just tap into papers that have been published in the literature, basically, and create, in some cases, some metadata and analyze to produce synthesis that tell us, that give us an overall vision of biodiversity and ecosystem services. That's one. And so on a regular basis, we would have a snapshot of how biodiversity and ecosystem services are doing in the world based on all of this published literature. And two, IPBES would also be using models that would be also produced by scientists, that would also be published, that can make prediction about future changes in biodiversity and also in ecosystem services.
What's an example that comes to mind of an aspect that the IPBES is interested in?
Yeah, for example, you could think about anything. For example, the loss of a particular ecosystem service in one particular area. Think about a pollination service, for example, which is declining because we are losing bees and other types of pollinators. Think about the impact that would have in a region on agricultural services, for example, and what society would need to do to adapt to that, be it replace these pollinators, change the crop, different ways to adapt to this loss of an ecosystem service. So this is these kinds of trade-offs and adaptations of societies that we want to think about as affected by society's decisions and based on the latest findings from science.
What do you base your hopes, I guess, on expecting governments and ordinary folks listening right now to listen to the work of the IPBES?
Well, first of all, we've seen how that has taken some time, but over the past 20 years or so, we've seen how the influence of IPCC has grown as the science was developing and how it is now increasingly influencing society and policy decisions. So the hope is that by focused and regular delivery of scientific policy-relevant information, we can have an impact on the issue at stake, which is the loss of biodiversity, the extinction of species, the damaging of ecosystems, and also the loss of the services that we derive from this biodiversity. That's the ultimate goal of all of this, of course, is to slow down the problem of the loss of the variety of our living world and the damage that is made to the services that humans derive from this diversity.
You've been listening to Anne Laurie Goddery, Executive Director of Diversitas, an international program on biodiversity science funded in part by the United Nations. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. EarthSky is a clear voice for science. We're at earthsky.org.